Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah!
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High. Yes, I truly do. And a blessed Rosh Chodesh to you all. Blessed New Moon. But in this time, I do thank the Most High. Yes, I truly do. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. And we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode. Of hidden gospel revealed. Again, I am your host, Edim Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. Those of us who know the promises of the Most High know that he will not be satisfied. He will not be content, he will not be pleased, my brothers and sisters, until all that he has foreordained is brought to bear, yes, my brothers and sisters, all that he has foreordained, according to all that is his magnificent and sovereign will, is brought to bear in this earth. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, there are many of us who would think or dare to presume that the kingdom of Yah will be manifest somehow after the diversitudes of the desires and designs, even of a multitude of others. I say think again, my brothers and sisters. But the Most High has told me, straight and directly, as he told me, until we are one, we are not saved. I repeat, till we as a people are one, we are not saved. Or dare we look upon one another the multitude of our differences. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, far from what the Most High has decreed directly by His Spirit. Far from the oneness the Most High declared must be by His Spirit. And then dare to say, my brothers and sisters, so many of us seeking to be called wise after our own understanding, refusing to see the fullness of the light the Most High requires of us. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that we have exceeded being the sons and daughters of darkness. There's a magnificent truth, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me directly that I must speak to you. He said, it's very, very important that I do. He told me again that I must tell you things that men have, how about hid from? I said, hid from since the dawn of human fall. Why? My brothers and sisters, men choosing not to acknowledge so much the Most High has declared and decreed as a direct, immediate requirement of us all. So much truth the Most High has declared that we must all conform to. Men have chosen to ignore. I said men have chosen to ignore that they not have to acknowledge or perceive their sins. That the multitude of differences that we see among us, my brothers and sisters, are in fact separation from, I repeat, our separation from magnificent truth, magnificent order, the supreme sovereign order that is what Yah himself has and always will love. There's a lot to consider, my brothers and sisters. I want to say a few things tonight that would be a follow-up. I said there would be a follow-up to so much that I spoke on last evening. For you are hearing the voice of a man who has seen what the scriptures call the third heaven. As much as I saw that, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who would see such a thing, let's just say it reshapes the way you think. It causes you to realize the Most High is as He is, not as He is not. Causes one to realize, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will have things according to all that pleases Him, regardless of whether or not the world chooses to listen. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the ways of this world and the ways of His kingdom are directly and immediately in opposition. There's a reason why Messiah said, the Spirit of truth. How about the Spirit of the kingdom of Yah? The testimony, the thoughts, the ideal, the order, the kingdom of Yah. The spirit, my brothers and sisters, that makes all conform unto the will of one, the worldly. Those who love the massive contradictions, despise the idea that Yah is one. Oh, heaven help us. He said that spirit, my brothers and sisters, the worldly. Those who despise an autonomous sense of divine authority. That spirit, that truth, that testimony, that consummate consideration, men desirous to say, even in fact, my brothers and sisters, that there's more than one Savior and more than one path unto life. My brothers and sisters, there's a truth. And those who despise the concept of Messiah, it is the utmost commandment of all called the Shema. The Shema. That we all must love and seek the Most High for all that He is, allowing nothing of ourselves to be an obstacle. That we all, my brothers and sisters, be a righteous example to one another. To preserve, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of truth. To preserve, my brothers and sisters, granted the opportunity to perceive it, the way of life. The way of peace. The fullness of the word, my brothers and sisters, that is the gospel. Because there's no question about it. Man seeking to exalt all the multitude of his little bitty bits of knowledge. and seeking to exalt the partialities and the hasty conclusions thereof. Well, it's time we understand that that has been what got man into all the trouble that he is in today, till today. It's man seeking to exalt all his partialities, his immature perspectives of what is mature. I said maturation then, my brothers and sisters, in divine righteousness. Man seeking to exalt his partiality has blinded his mind not to realize the need to seek the greater truths. Yes, my brothers and sisters, blinded his mind not to discern, my brothers and sisters, where he is worshipped, which is what is far short of what is actually divine expectation. My brothers and sisters, Most High grants his spirit. He knows what he has granted to those who prove that they have a heart to receive it. And my brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit praying for our weaknesses, trust me, the Most High knows what he expects of those who are granted his anointing. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will not resist the opening of their eyes. For I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us again and again that it's only those who seek the whole truth who will understand. And my brothers and sisters, if we are to attain life, understanding is something we must absorb. Understanding, my brothers and sisters, of the way of his kingdom is something we must attain. Psalm 95, Hebrews 3, says that the people that will not know his ways will not enter into his rest, will not enter into his kingdom. For how shall the people, my brothers and sisters, be conformed to the mind of one blind to the way of order? It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, what all these things mean. I've talked before to you about what I saw when I saw the kingdom of Yah. Those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know what I've spoken to you. Remember what I've spoken to you. Prayerfully, you will. And I saw all minds collectively as one. I've oftentimes called it something like a spiritual or neural network. A mind, my brothers and sisters, everyone conscious and aware. Consider it, my brothers and sisters, of all that the Most High had decreed under the remembrance and respect and reverence for all my brothers and sisters that men had, let's just say the beings there had access to after the mind of Yah. Every single being, like a neuron brain, my brothers and sisters, all synaptically connected one with another. A people, my brothers and sisters, so deeply interconnected in the mind of the Most High that they had no thoughts secreted one from another. For they, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, in all ways imaginable, my brothers and sisters, were spiritually unto the Most High in a realization of who the Most High is, knowing him. To such a degree, my brothers and sisters, that if anyone were to speak about any topic or precept about concerning the Most High, they could all immediately vibrate. Yes, my brothers and sisters, vibrate at the level of literally, if you want to call it that, my brothers and sisters, thousands, millions of precepts concerning whys and the wherefores of even a single word of the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a matter of split seconds. Immediate, my brothers and sisters, total, composite, and complete recall on the part of all, vibrating to relate the whys and wherefores of every single point. Ah, my brothers and sisters, it's written that the word of Yah is line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line to the plummet. And man is going to find out in these latter days, not understanding what the Most High requires of him, to be true to the kingdom of Yah. Scripture says man is going to be shocked one day. Yes, man is going to be shocked one day. Find out that the doctrines that he thought were sufficient to cover his carnal shame. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, not enough. Men not discerning, as Scripture says. I'm talking about Matthew. The Scripture I just spoke with you about were Matthew 28, 1 through 10 through 23. What does the Scripture say? Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the glory, the magnificence, the fullness of the light, and all the implications, the honor of all the Most High's plan for those who love him. Men not discerning, my brothers and sisters. That the Most High looked upon the sons of men, and even now, my brothers and sisters, has looked upon the sons of men, seeing none righteous, no, not one. Men not discerning how much more they need to seek Yah, that they might overcome the varying ideals of so many evildoers. When I say evildoers, my brothers and sisters, I mean those who do even call upon the name of the Most High, but not to do, perform, comprehend. Or for that matter, not certainly not to even speak fully, lest they be ostracized among a mass of unbelievers. Not to do, my brothers and sisters, all that is the will of the Father. And I find it amazing that many believe they might have order, oneness, agreement, a covenant in the Most High. Some believing this, and some believing that. Every man seeking to cherry pick what seems wise in his own eyes. In other words, one man believing this little piece of the word, another man believing the other, but none agreed to believe at all. None stirred up in conscience to know the need to believe at all. So the Most High be pleased, my brothers and sisters, by this rampant, reprobate, undisciplined unbelief. So the Most High be pleased that men have called him a liar because they've dared to say that they are sufficient before him after a multitude of variant standards. Some of you might notice something that I put in the opening intro screens. If you can't see it, refreshing your page might help understand and see what I'm talking about here. I put up a poster of sorts, the opening intro to this show. And I've asked the question, how many of you understood that all your leaders, according to all scripture, all your leaders have all worked together to hide certain very, very precious truths from you? If they didn't teach you all that they should have taught you, my brothers and sisters, that we all agree as one, as he said, go ye forth and teach all nations everything he declared, and they have not done this. My brothers and sisters, they didn't seek to teach all nations the whole word. They never preached the gospel. They never preached what is necessary for us all, having a familiarity in the will of Yah. They never preached what was necessary that we all might agree. That we all might have a common sense of foundation, a common sense of insight. That we might all might draw the same conclusions. And the scripture says if any man would seek to blind his brother, not to discern the fullness of what is contained in the law and the prophets, the way of the Shema. All we need to talk about this. The way of a love and pursuit for all that is divine will. Scripture says he's guilty even under hellfire. Listen to what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says if any man seeks to teach his brother to deny any part of the law and the prophets, or any man is tricked to deny any part of the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters say he shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. It must be understood concerning this. When the scripture says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. The kingdom, even the king, is at hand. Shall we say that we should be comforted, my brothers and sisters, made one, agreed unto the Most High, after a multitude of all our differences, reprobate, undisciplined mind, everyone walking according to merely what seems wise in his own sight? Shall we say that after these disparities, Most High shall say that his mind, his thoughts, his spirit, and his testimony has been by men honored? Do we dare to say the disparities among us, my brothers and sisters, raise up a people Where are they to be preserved? I say we need to think again. We said, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. My brothers and sisters, man needs to consider then, after what standard then shall he be made one? It says, comfort ye. It means find your way, seek your way beyond all discord, beyond all disparity, beyond all irrational argument. Seek the Most High then, my brothers and sisters. He was saying then ultimately in Isaiah 40 to all nations, seek the way of one, repent unto the way of one. Prepare to have your eyes open to discern the gift of Yah. Prepare, my brothers and sisters, to understand what it means when Scripture says that Yohanan 3:14 through 21, Yah so loved the world that he gave it order. He gave it an opportunity to see the way of the kingdom of Yah. He gave it an opportunity to discern, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary that we all be one. That whoever believes in him, my brothers and sisters, might attain the kingdom of Yah and not perish. The Most High never said that he would preserve any altered thought. He said he would only preserve, my brothers and sisters, those who agree with him. He said, I make no request for the worldling. Yohanan 17:8-9. I make no request for those who desire all the various separations and differences and misrepresentations and misadministrations of this earth. I make no request for them. But those who would hear, how about brothers and sisters, his word? How about all that is his word? That in all things he said, Yohanan 17, his people may be one. Those who desire partialities in this world, what scriptures say in the book of 1 Corinthians? If any man consider himself wise after the multitude of indiscriminate differences that is this worldliness, that he consider himself a fool, that he might become wise. Where contradictions exist, my brothers and sisters, there surely in the midst a lie. Man must seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, that eradicates the lie. There's differences among us. Scripture says, come, let us reason together. How about petition the Most High himself, that he might be in the midst, that his wisdom might be in the midst, that we discern beyond the error. For in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, men knowing sometimes what is said and not knowing why it is said have missed the point. Men have misappropriated so much Scripture completely outside of initial context. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that again, man, choosing to call himself wise after his partialities, resisting coming to the knowledge of more, has stunted his own growth for the magnitude of his pride. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us the Most High finds abominable everyone who is prideful, meaning that those who will not be shapen according to the natural order of things, he finds, my brothers and sisters, an abhorrence. An abhorrence, my brothers and sisters, against divine plan and expectation. My brothers and sisters, there's only one who can shape the minds implicitly to conform to the will of one. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who are prepared, willing in all things to hear him. For nothing else will be our salvation. In fact, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I'll make this plain to you. Till man awakens, until man is made to conform unto the remembrance of all that for so long he has forgotten, whereby in his forgetfulness he has been exploited and dissuaded after a multitude of varying allegiances, which by no means can give honor unto the Most High. Till, my brothers and sisters, an absolute standard. I said an absolute standard. I didn't say everybody's suppositions. But until an absolute standard that reveals the kingdom of Yah is revealed on this earth, no one It may sound like a shocker to you, but until the absolute standard after which all must agree is revealed again in the earth, no one, my brothers and sisters, attains the kingdom of Yah. Messiah said, don't let anybody trick you into anything less than the fullness of the law and the prophets. Many have called themselves saved because they just simply haven't known what's there. Isaiah, in the 50, well, we can go back to Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4. Many believing that they're worthy of a reward. Wonder what's holding it back. And the Most High says, ultimately, the man, you think I forgot anything? No, my brothers and sisters. It's man that has forgotten the covenant. What has compelled him to forget the covenant is all the variant misruling entities that exist in this world. And he said he would send forth one, a righteous one, one who does consider all the Most High declared, that by his consummate word he would show the folly. How about the fallen standards? The deceitful standards of all those who claim that they have offered men salvation, completion, deliverance from all darkness. Claim they've offered man deliverance from every manner of misconceit that blinds minds. But my brothers and sisters have only offered humanity pretense. He must expose, my brothers and sisters, all those who men have trusted, but whom my brothers and sisters have heard the truth, my brothers and sisters, as the sons of darkness over the course of many generations. So a lot needs to be considered concerning this, my brothers and sisters, because I'm telling you, man's ignorance, supposing that he is complete, supposing that he is wise, has never been, my brothers and sisters, been sufficient for man to prove before the Most High that he is confirmed and steadfast and ready to believe, my brothers and sisters, with perfect sanity and sanctity, all the Most High has and would decree. Listen to me. So many times the Most High sought to tell men things that are outside of their ordinary boxed-in status quo. And man refusing to believe those greater truths and refusing to reason, to see the reasons why and the wherefore, like I said so many times, to know what is said and not know why it is said, missed the point. Man refusing to reason, my brothers and sisters, to shut himself off from the salvation he says he adores. Like I said before, so many times, man knowing what is said and not knowing why it is said, missed the point. This very morning, I was awakened with a word. Yes, I was awakened with a word. Most I related to me in the context, if you will, as an old adage. Someone heard someone said in the midst of a disagreement, and one of them said, it's time for me to pick up a hammer. And somewhat of an opposing view immediately looked upon that as a proposition toward attack, an admonition, a warning toward attack, and they immediately sought to retaliate. What they did not understand it meant is that the one who first saw the error, his intent was simply to get grasp a tool after which he could begin to fix a thing. To shore up, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is that, let's just say the particulates, the structure of the building, the framework of their conscience had in some way, my brothers and sisters, strayed away from the solidarity that they should have always known to trust, each having the same sense of ideal, foundation, and goal. How many times has that happened, my brothers and sisters? How many times has man been tricked? They're calling evil good and good evil. Mistaking light for darkness and darkness for light, not realizing that the light of the Holy Spirit, that truth, that testimony has no contradictions in it. Men forgetting that Yah is one and that his testimony is one, having no contradictions in it, have accepted a mass of variant ideals and never realized how man has been beguiled and tricked, seeking to preserve a mass of contradictions, to murder, to kill, to destroy himself. And even all those, my brothers and sisters, he claims to love. Man, my brothers and sisters, without knowing the way of life, without knowing the truth, can only lie. And every lie, my brothers and sisters, a man believes, beguiles him against discerning the greater dimensions of the truth, even discerning the need to seek greater truth. And my brothers and sisters, ensnares the minds of men in a trap wherein all the best that they see, seeking for light, as the scripture says, Isaiah 59. Let all men seek, looking for light, as in so many ways after so much pollution and perversion, still been only darkness and obscurity. Man not knowing the way of peace, the way of pure perfect understanding, has so often, my brothers and sisters, been tricked into exalting what is not understanding or wisdom at all. Yes, a multitude of variant rulerships, my brothers and sisters. If none of them, for all, you might have billions of them. And there are billions of people on this earth. If none of them, my brothers and sisters, know the foundation or the way, every single one of them has gone astray. What does Messiah come for? My brothers and sisters, according to all that is written, the purpose for which he comes is to show man again the way that he has not known. Way of peace, my brothers and sisters, that he's forgotten even for many generations. My brothers and sisters, what it means, the Messiah comes to restore the only path toward justice. And until that awakening has been revealed among men, none has discerned in recent generations what is truthfully the way of peace. Hard words, but the truth is simply what it is. Hearken, my brothers and sisters, and listen to what should be the mutual prayer. I said should be the mutual prayer and petition of every one of us. I said, my brothers and sisters, the mutual prayer and the mutual petition of us all. Messiah said the ultimate command, utmost petition of all, it's called the Shema. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. The very word for heaven, I've said it before, is Shamayim. What is Shamayim? What is heaven? My brothers and sisters, it is a people of that ultimate command, which is the Shema, the foundation upon all reason, foundation upon which all reason and understanding is brought to bear. The foundation, my brothers and sisters, upon which all may find the possibility of mutual harmony in the mind of the One Most High. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how many ways has it been that men have simply learned to hold so mightily to so much misconceit. Well, I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. As I've said to you before, having seen the way of the Most High Yah, having seen the way of His kingdom, discerning that life and peace, that pattern, has no contradiction in it. The Most High will only be pleased with a people. He didn't say a people that He raised up to argue with Him, but a people who will seek all that is His perfect will. We then have no choice, my brothers and sisters, not if we want to attain life. We have no choice, my brothers and sisters, but to seek all that is divine will. Mutual understanding. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that He commanded. And that is the gospel of peace. We have no choice. But to realize, my brothers and sisters, the greatest gift the Most High can give is the consummate, pure, and perfect law, after which man discerning the one choice can cooperate, love, trust, and agree. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, having seen the kingdom of Yah, having seen the concertion of the minds, having seen the swiftness of thought, my brothers and sisters, the people who do not forget, do not forget the covenant, not in any way, not in any of its particulars, that they remain a stable and steadfast people. My brothers and sisters, having seen that, let me have a glimpse of what must come to be on this earth. It caused me to even realize, my brothers and sisters, that man granted opportunity to begin to understand the holy name. Shem is a word for name in Hebrew. Shema. Realize that the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is that with which He confirms all that is His will. So we ought to love Him, seek Him, then, that we know who we love. With all our minds, heart, soul, and might, seeking all that He is. His very name declares that He is all that He is. With all our minds, heart, soul, and might, nothing of our physicality, anything of this world acting as a blinder against seeking the fullness of His truth, that we all be a perfect example. We all come to become a perfect example, an invariant light of truth, no one deceitful, to misguide those who are already in so many ways left wavering and unstable in a wavering world. That's the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the full word, the steadfast word, the sure message, the whole message, the purity and completion that offers oneness that the Most High said must be sent forth to all nations. And you must understand, my brothers and sisters, if all the rulers of all the nations seek to take that word, twist it down to the constraints of their own lacking mentalities, and man, my brothers and sisters, falling away from or having not matured to understand the fullness of that fruition, has fallen short, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to be confirmed, steadfast, true, prepared, my brothers and sisters, as a good disciple, to follow the Lamb, follow the teacher, and all the precepts wherein He would lead. Most High is not looking for another day of rebellion. In the context that we've seen in ages past, He wants to manifest to people, my brothers and sisters, who will be steadfast. Scripture says His covenant will remain in their mouths, their minds, and the mouths of their children from henceforth, even forever. That is what is expected of mankind, my brothers and sisters, in the return of Messiah very, very soon. Or let's just say the recognition of His appearance. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready to understand? The kingdom of Yah is the kingdom of all minds concerted as one. And many say they want that kingdom. But how many are ready to, my brothers and sisters, or even know what it is to begin to be confirmed or seek to be confirmed after the fullness of the will of one? Do dare men believe that it's possible, my brothers and sisters, without a standard being raised, without a law? Scripture says, all the isles of the nations shall wait for, seek after his law. That shall be justice and peace. But men have thought to attain the kingdom of Yah, heaven, Shamayim, without the expectation or even discerning the concertedness, the oneness, as the command of the Most High, that we all must seek him, love him with all mind, heart, soul, and might. If we are to talk about being made one, if we're talking about being preserved, we're talking about being saved. I can tell you right here in this town, many of you know this man, Joel Osteen, one of the Bible study groups that he sends out to the universities. I was literally shocked at something his Maranatha group once told me. They said you don't have to love the Lord's will in order to be saved. Well, whose will then do you preserve, my brothers and sisters? Do you think you'd be delivered by hatred against divine will? We need to really ask some questions here about what is the origin of hate. Origin of hate, my brothers and sisters, was the rebellion against divine will. What occurred, my brothers and sisters, in rebellion before the garden and in this world, my brothers and sisters, and man being diffused, confused in his thinking to depart from the thoughts of the Most High, to fall in after an alternate pattern of thought, to hate what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to see divine will absolute, desires to establish himself as a God, a king, ruling in the earth, dividing it up, my brothers and sisters, man against man, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, something far from peace. Regretfully, man, not realizing that the beginning of hate was turning away from the will of one, has begun, my brothers and sisters, to form pacts among these multitude of various standards departed from the will of one. So much so that men have come to love the deviation, saying that if the people who would seek the Most High don't love or don't desire all these differing standards to remain, would desire that they all be called by the name of the Most High even. They say if you despise the idea about the Most High being insulted against the premise of his oneness, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're saying the Most High is not one. They're saying that even possibly could be saved and preserved after all their differences, after all those miscreant mindsets and misadministrations that would exploit and deceive mankind. Man has hated then, my brothers and sisters, the truth that the multitude of differences that men have loved have been death and not life. And as such, my brothers and sisters, men have not even realized what they've been beguiled into. They've been beguiled and tricked into a hatred against the Most High himself. After the spirit of him, my brothers and sisters, who desires that none see the pure and perfect light that transcends all the darkness of so much contradictive confusion, wherein men, loving deviation, have come to love, my brothers and sisters, the heart of the devil, far from the will of Yah. My brothers and sisters, how many realize how many ways that humanity has been tricked not to understand what he does? The Messiah give his life for man to be forever blind and to false tradition, false standard? Absolutely not. See, every gift from the Most High is a pure and perfect light, the capacity to reason at a higher level, not to be so easily exploited by these mass misconceits of the devil. And I still ask the question. Say, comfort you, O my people. Seek peace, O my people. Do people really believe they're going to attain to that peace after the varying designs of one another? After a multitude, like I said, pieces of perception, seeming wise. But my brothers and sisters, which in every case maintain some separation from the fullness of what is divinely required, preferring my brothers and sisters, then what must only be transgression? Denial of something, against something, Most High decreed. Blinding oneself to what the Most High decreed. A man consider himself wise after himself. I say again, my brothers and sisters, we want heaven. We have to want all that is divine will. The Most High will be satisfied with nothing less. Must be a revelation and humility unto all minds, in all minds, to seek the Most High for what is necessary to be made one. I didn't see anybody presuming they already attained to it. The Apostle Shaul in the book of Philippians actually said, I think about it in the context of that, those verses and those in 1 Corinthians 4. Yeah, he said, one scripture said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge still is the Most High. That a man consider himself so wise before the time to Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things the men have not considered. Borrowing those scriptures from Isaiah 52:15-53:1. And then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. Oh, my brothers and sisters. In Philippians, we find the scripture where the Apostle Shaul said, seeking to put aside that which is behind me and looking forward to that which is before me. Wow. He seeks to attain the prize, attain to the goal. Not as though I'd already attained, but did you hear me? Putting aside that which is behind me, looking forward to that which is before me, that I might attain the prize that is to be revealed in Yeshua. He said, if any man thinks himself that he is already perfect, let him seek the Most High. And even more, if he seeks, my brothers and sisters, to become perfect, seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, then to discern whatever it is, beyond whatever it is that blocks his mind. Seek the truth he has not understood. Willing to humble himself to become that better, perfect example, like the scripture says, what? So if you desire spiritual gifts, desire first to edify, desire what is necessary that we all see beyond every obstacle. Discern the righteousness of Yah. See, if we want spiritual gifts, we want greater insight. Let's desire first to edify. How about my brothers and sisters to help others, as well as not just yourself, but my brothers and sisters desires, even if you don't attain, to help others to see what is necessary that all divine will shall be manifest. Messiah was called him for whom the people were waiting, the awaited one. Why? Because in his coming, men would know finally whether or not what they did was true to Yah. In a world where your leaders have turned around and said, what? That everyone in his evil or deviant way is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and that he delights in such. Anyone who knows the Most High knows that such supremacy is an absolute lie. So Messiah comes that men might discern again absolution, what is the covenant? And he did not say, my brothers and sisters, that man would be found true to the Most High outside of agreement with the fullness of the testimony that in these latter days he brings. Articles on my website, like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, 70-365 AD, explain the scenario after which the Most High has already said that he will bring his people to the way of one, to the righteousness of all that is true to himself. But my brothers and sisters, since there's no kingdom of heaven for anyone till we discern the way of one, how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to seek the Most High when that one appears? It will say to humanity, there's no peace after this lawless. There's no peace after this inconjunct thinking. There's no peace after everyone seeking to be coordinated after his own pieces and parts. There's no peace in lawlessness. There's no entering Shemayim after mental and spiritual discord. The kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is perfect accord in the mind of one. No attaining to that kingdom, my brothers and sisters, denying the law and the prophets. No attaining to that kingdom, denying that invariant, pure, and perfect light. No attainment to that kingdom, seeking to be persuaded and comforted after something less than the fullness of the standard necessary, that in all things we be one. Most High told me that any time man is subject to a lesser conscience than his own, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is unrest. So what else do the scriptures talk about when it talks about the appearance of the righteous one? The king should be made as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. It all exposed in their unrighteousness. Their preference, my brothers and sisters, for less than all that is divine will. Having no great love of the, let's just say, the greater truth. Instead of expose the pretense that is them all. And my brothers and sisters, by that fullness of a word after which he is anointed by a spirit that teaches all things. He said, the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the whole word that the leaders did not teach? Unto the meek of heart, the humble of heart. They know, my brothers and sisters, that no one attains the kingdom of Yah. And my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah is not manifested to the Most High gets all he wishes. And until a man discerns, my brothers and sisters, that absolution, until he's willing to accept when the Most High reveals that absolution, brothers and sisters, he's not ready for the kingdom of Yah. Again, it will be said again in these latter days that Yah so loves the world that he grants it a standard. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The one begotten Son who has gained access to the truth, no longer to be dissuaded by any of the elementary reprobate, discordant discrepancies and contentions of this world, after which men have sought to be content with what pleases them, and daring to believe in their multitude of differences that they have a right to call themselves pursuing for their own brand of what? Peace? Well, they say pursuit of happiness. Wow. Everybody's here. Now think about it. There's no possibility of a law where everyone pursues his own idea of happiness while they still remain in discord. And still, my brothers and sisters, in some way not offend one another, not offend Most High. If people's ideas are not of perfect accord, every man's pursuit of happiness, brothers and sisters, comes personal competition, self, not order nor cooperation. The very idea of such kind, brothers and sisters, itself is insanity. And I don't care how eloquent someone might declare his debate or his oratory, brothers and sisters, everyone pursuing his own idea of so-called happiness, not realizing that in the Hebrew mind, the concept of happiness or gladness is oneness. But everyone pursuing his own idea of that, outside of accord, saying that they have religious freedom, everyone to deceive his brother after the varying ideas of their own minds. My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks say that we should be very careful. We become zealous of any idea. Because God, someone who, let's just say, despises one who is not like unto himself. My brothers and sisters, have we forgotten the fact that if any man uphold any idea that is not true unto Yah, not true unto his desire, not true unto, let's just say, that after which he likens himself, my brothers and sisters, when he said the wages of sin is death, it meant the separation of a mind from its purpose. Replicating the mind of the Creator, extending the mind, if you will, in terms of in this material realm, extending the outreach of the mind of the Creator. If man does not discern, my brothers and sisters, that purpose, then he becomes, let's just say, fodder. No longer feeding after the spirit of Yah, or replication after the mind of Yah. When my brothers and sisters, feeding and replicating and preserving the mind of a devil, my brothers and sisters, such thoughts, the scripture already said in advance, must perish. How then, my brothers and sisters, shall we love one another if we're not willing to seek Yah for all that he declares, that no one deceives his brother, leaving him without the capacity to perceive or receive the truth? Messiah said, I make no petition for the worldly, those who want to preserve the multitude of contentions, that is, their partialities. He said, I made no request for them. for those who receive, how about my brothers and sisters, the word of truth, the wisdom that carnal mind does not perceive. Thus they will understand. I'm looking at the time, and thankfully I believe if we use this time well, I get a chance to at least run through in some measure of the gamut what I want to talk about here. I may not be able to elaborate upon all these things before the mention that I really like to, given the amount of time, but I'd like to lay some fundamental. I really would like to lay some fundamental perspectives that I pray the Most High by His Spirit will continue to expand upon in your mind. Understand the relativity between them all, and the connectivity, the steadfastness and the strength of these concepts when they're perceived in the gift of the Spirit. For more, my brothers and sisters, what is said, but the reasons why, but to know what's said and not know the reason why it was said, is to miss the covenant, miss the instruction. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that fallacy must end. Think about it. They call the quote-unquote 6:9-15. They call the Lord's Prayer. Shall we, my brothers and sisters, continue to fail to realize that is a petition for all minds concerted as one? Think about it. What do you think he meant when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? You think that's a mental discord on the part of the people? I want you to think about this. Our Father, that means we all have one teacher. My brother and sister, that one teacher is not schizophrenic. My brother and sister, he has the concertedness of all that has even been the foundation, my brother and sister, the constancy of his thought. He is that constancy. He is that only existence. He has declared from the very foundation, my brothers and sisters, all that must be, and all means all his thoughts must be concerted unto that absolution. He did not lie. He already foresaw, he already planned all that he had foreordained must be. So how, my brothers and sisters, did all these varying ideas and varying rulerships come to be? And men say they've all functioned by his spirit. That's a lie. If any man believe these contradictions are the result of man hearkening unto the maturity of the spirit of the that is offered by the spirit of Yah, such a one cannot be a disciple unto the Most High, because no man is even allowed to call upon his name if not unto all that is his will. Did you hear me? No one is guiltless if he calls upon the name of the Most High unto less than all that is his will. If any man then, after declaring a deceitful, fallen standard, will compel men to worship after the way of what? Other gods, other standards? What a man believes is a god to him. What about if he refuses just to accept that there is more to be understood because he's exalted something less? All these multitude of various denominations, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever, all these varying nations, everybody's wanting to believe that they're within the scope of their parameters. They are complete. They lie. A bunch of false gods. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will judge all upon one judgment seat, demanding that all be fully persuaded in their minds according to the fullness of all that is the truth. Every man, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture says in Romans 15, all men, my brothers and sisters, giving consideration to all that is written of old, that with through patience and faith in the scriptures, the inspired word of Yah, that they might have hope. According to all that is written of old, my brothers and sisters, I said all that is written of old, giving consideration to it all, that all nations might be obedient in word and deed. Look around 14:10 through 15 and 18, book of Romans, and understand. It's another echo, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary to create Shamayim, a people, everyone concerted under the fullness of all that is divine will. Like I said, a lot of people say they want heaven, but how many are prepared to humble themselves? They even be, my brothers and sisters, granted the capacity to perceive and understand the standard of him or brothers and sisters whose conscience is not of this world. Didn't catch more that I say about that around John 8. Please check out last evening's show. Like I said, this is a follow-up to some of the things said before. Like I said, the mother called the Lord's Prayer. Say, after this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, one understanding, one teacher, one who shows us discipline according to the forms of his expectation, who art in heaven, how about who art on high? Who is my brothers and sisters, the master? They put down heaven again. That word Shamaim. Who my brothers and sisters, who dwells in the midst of all those. Who seek in all things to be considered after his mind. What did he say in Daniel 12:10? I said, considered after his mind. All that he requires. He said, those who seek to do good works, all that the Most High declares, they are the ones who understand. Shall a man ask for the Spirit of Yah that teaches all things, and he has no desire for full understanding? I say, think again. I say, such a man is not worthy of the Spirit. And a system like this one that wants to preserve all its differences, all its deviations against the will of the One and what the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, I said it a couple of nights ago, was never worthy unto the Spirit, and its thinking was never, my brothers and sisters, the result of having hearkened to it. It's time we understand the real. Hallowed be thy name. In other words, may everything that is said that thy name, that his name would confirm to be used upon, may it all be true unto all that is his character, his person, his mind, his thoughts, his conscience. For he sanctions all that is his word, all that is his thoughts, with his name, my brothers and sisters. It means that we should all pray, that we all call upon the name of the Most High according to the fullness of all that is his will. That no distortion, controversy after the thoughts of men should remain. Thy kingdom come. Oh, heaven help us. The word for come is also revealed. His kingdom, let his kingdom be revealed. Let the way of his kingdom be revealed. That all that he has desired and done in heaven, my brothers and sisters, might also be upon this earth. Thy will, the fullness of all that is his pure and perfect will, be done, brought fully to manifestation in the earth as it already is in Shamaim. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the love for all that is divine truth that all reinforce one another's solidarity, infirmity, steadfastness, and the will of Yah. Give us this day our daily bread. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that's just talking about a loaf or something baked? No, my brothers and sisters, far more. Grant us what is necessary that we grow into full fruition of all that the Most High requires. Hey, that we spiritually in Him be kept and made one, constantly growing in the knowledge of Him beyond every fallen standard. It's so something more, far more. Forgive us our debts, our transgressors, we forgive our debtors. My brothers and sisters, help us. The scripture is saying, this petition of the Most High, we all be helped. That our example not forsake our brothers the knowledge of the truth. There's no forgiveness, my brothers and sisters, till we show that we have a love. My brothers and sisters, for all that is righteousness. Or dare men say that in a constant hatred against the truth, that they've found atonement, forgiveness, atonement with the Most High? In other words, my brothers and sisters, it's still talking about that mutual mindset, that neural network of which I spoke. Everyone seeking all, fully, of all that is necessary, all that is necessary to be attained and conscious, that all reinforce the strength of their concertedness. And the will of Yah. Way, 6:13, lead us not into temptation. It means lead us beyond, my brothers and sisters, all provocation, all discord, all bribery, if you will, enticement toward discord. How about lead us not after these provocation of the world, but deliver us from its differences, its discord, its deviations, its evil. For thine I did not say after all the varying ideals of men. For thine is the kingdom, the dominion, the power. How about my brothers and sisters, even the authority of the power to bring concerted every mind? What did the Apostle Shaul say? He did not desire the men's so-called faith or oneness in the Most High, because faith, it has to be the word imunah, relates. I need to be one in Yah. Think about it, imuno, of people who would be one in Yah, faith in the will of one, not falling away from the will of one after the designs of many. And not after the design, my brothers and sisters, so much deviation and falling away from the will of one, not falling in hatred one against another, but love for the truth, that we might all be one, repaired, healed unto the will of one. Deliver us, my brothers and sisters, from all manner of, and pray in the Most High, deliver us. Raise our conscience beyond all measure of man's discord, contentions, grudges, my brothers and sisters. Every man seeking to forgive his brother, that we might have a chance to teach one another in the gift of Yah. That my brothers and sisters unto the Most High, by His Spirit, we'd be able to give Him honor and glory for the repairing of our conscience unto indeed the Most High can respect the covenant with Himself. That we all honor Him in all the fullness of His glory. Forever. It's a petition, my brothers and sisters, for the manifestation of the kingdom of Yah upon this earth. And we all must learn what it is to help attune the minds of one another in the fullness of all that is divine will, beyond all, let's just say, that would separate us from the will of Yah. Oh, if we only understood the meaning of that scripture, it says, whoever causes his brother to offend, whoever would turn his brother against the law and the prophets, whoever would turn his brother, how about my brothers and sisters, to disconnect his brother, cause him to believe a lie, disconnecting his brother from the light of the kingdom of Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, such a one who would desire damnations, divisions among us, is guilty unto hellfire. Now, see, so often that we live in a society, my brothers and sisters, where men are made so insensitive to truth. Men see one another in so many different, like I said, cultures, political differences, nations, and don't even realize that people are walking around in this society after their own ideals, shut up in their own little small boxes, damned. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Separated from the perfect will of Yah. Separated after their own ideals. Desiring to believe there's more than one salvation or deliverance from deviation. And walking in discord. And not realizing that without a standard, man is walking this earth like the living dead. Altered thoughts, my brothers and sisters, separation from Yah, is death and murder. And we do, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, only know how to destroy one another until we know fully from the Most High how not to miss the mark. We have to learn from Him how not to lie. Man has learned to hate that there's only one way. He's learned to hate the truth. He's taught to hide from the real, from that realization. Refuse to see the only light. And claim not to be a child of darkness. 2 Thessalonians says, after these intrusions, after the plurality of this world, man must overcome them all. The Messiah comes to expose this illusion. The man in his ignorance is a killer and doesn't know it. Refusing to know and seek diligently the only one way. And trusting, my brothers and sisters, in the diversitude, the contentions whereby men seeking to please themselves, to be content in their own ideals, have felt a reason to incooperatively contend against one another, defend their mutual defiance against the cooperative way of covenant. The Most High from the Most High from the very beginning decreed. I'm going to tell you, this old daggum house of time is crafty in causing fools to kill themselves. Crafty in causing those weak in mind, not realizing that the way of Yah is one. That's the only strength. Causing folks to kill themselves, all they believe they love. Let me tell you something. Not knowing Yah, one cannot know how to unselfishly love. One cannot know how not to be destructive. One cannot know how not to leave his brother slothful, sedated in his thinking and his striving for truth. We are commanded to love and seek the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. A society that doesn't teach man the whys and wherefores of anything, these men, my brothers and sisters, utmost slothful, not realizing how imperative and important it is to discern all that we must understand. Men have, my brothers and sisters, neglected the truth and forgotten the truth and built structures where he believes he may persist forever without ever being restored to what the Most High says the Holy Spirit must bring to remembrance. My brothers and sisters, leaving men. They're far from discerning what is better. Remaining in discord. Separation, my brothers and sisters, sin. A lack of cooperation. And quite frankly, no man can enter the kingdom of God unless they prove they can know and walk according to all the Most High decreed that they may indeed cooperate. What did the Most High tell me? Said it many times in this show. He told me the greatest gift he can give is a law by which men might cooperate. A law, my brothers and sisters, a common sense of order whereby they might be of one mind, but nothing else but a people who are true to all that is his law, after one mind, are worthy to be called his people, true to his name. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the reality. Blessed is the soul that realizes all the Most High requires under peace, that will pursue the Most High for all that is required under peace. Such a one, my brothers and sisters, knows that the covenant of Yah is not after the disparities of man, but the fullness of what Yah has decreed on this. What is the Messiah's very name? He would have missed sin from their sins. How about every alternate thought that leads them in discord and unable to agree? My brothers and sisters, the discord of man after just trusting in the emanations of his carnal mind can by no means please the Most High and is not worthy unto his kingdom. As I told you before, Most High has not forgotten what is necessary to bring forth that peace. Man hasn't forgotten it. Well, some of you might remember the old song. Stevie Wonder said, they say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away. Somebody asked, what's taking him so long? He said, he's got so far to come. No, my brothers and sisters, man has so much more to awaken to. Let all be pure in heart. My brothers and sisters, let all be of one mind. And let all be willing to be, let's just say, humble to discern that one mind. For until a man is willing to realize that the kingdom of Yah is going to be governed by the will of one, and not what men have imagined. Until then, my brothers and sisters, men trusting in lies and liars who offer seductive standards are compelled not even realize their need to seek the greater truth, compelled not to even realize why they should await the awaited one who brings all things again to remembrance, that men might discern whether or not what they do is true unto Yah or not. How many will really understand Yohanan 3, John 3:14-21, in a world where men have to beguile themselves after a false concept of a Savior, beguile themselves to believe that there's many paths unto his righteousness. I've said it before. The word Christ is a pagan word. It's not of Hebrew monotheist origin, but Western polytheist. And men have been compelled, after misconceit, to believe that the Savior who would deliver men from sin has given his life, that false doctrine, lies, that act as an obstacle against man's concertedness in the will of Yah, that he gave his life, that man in his unbelief, in his infidelity, oh, please understand infidelity. It's still true to the will of one. Infidelity. You know, and some of us remember hi-fi. It means that the sound of what you finally hear at the end of the production of sound is true to the original sound. Infidelity, my brothers and sisters, it means that men have spoken, but not true to the initial thought. And not true to the initial thought is not belief in Yah. So they called it unbelief. All my brothers and sisters, how many of us are ready to understand that we don't know how to believe Yah truly as he is, to the greater truth of him that transcends all this multitude of charlatans is revealed. Will the Messiah really say the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach the whole word, to release the captives, release you from those who hear the truth from you? To open your eyes, my brothers and sisters, of what has for so long has been your blindness. To reveal what is the acceptable time. Acceptable time of the Most High. Something to be said, my brothers and sisters, that many believe we are approaching or in a period moving into what's called a Jubilee year. You must understand what that means. It's a time when lands and property have been out for hire, let's just say, have been under someone else's control, was given back to the initial rightful owner. That each of the tribes, my brothers and sisters of Israel, having been granted a piece of land, might preserve what is their inheritance. How many of my brothers and sisters understand that the Jubilee then is a time when the Most High, and his acceptable time, will give this world that man, my brothers and sisters, in his insolence, in the hardness of his heart, he will give this world back, my brothers and sisters, to those who will no longer be bribed, no longer be enticed, no longer be deceived, my brothers and sisters, by those who would divide this world against the will of one. He would give the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, not to those who seek partial truth that would divide this, partial perception that would divide this world. Because let me tell you something. Hasty conclusion, my brothers and sisters, can never be true to all that is the truth. I said hasty conclusions. Hardness of heart after hasty conclusion never can be true to all the will of one. So we have to understand what is required of us. What did he say? Go forth and teach all nations, baptizing. How about purging them of all misconceit? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, according to all that is in remembrance of all Most High declared from the beginning, rebuking every errant false ideology that has divided the mind. And teaching man what is expected of him to come, the days that is to come. That wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that would open the eyes of what is our most precious. I say, my brothers and sisters, you should be praying for the awakening of the one who will bring again discretion in the world. Yes, even him who will bring forth judgment, for the day of that judgment is also a day of salvation, because it will bring discretion in the world that for a long time it has not had, and without which, my brothers and sisters, no one is delivered. Man has chosen to be presumptuous, to pay whoever he will to comfort him in his vanity. But my brothers and sisters, after what standard do people believe they repent unto the will of one? After what one standard, my brothers and sisters, shall all be put made into under one accord. It's not after the differences that seem wise to men and their ungodliness. The reason why that scripture says after men will be found out that they had not preached the gospel, they had not preached the whole word, not preached what is necessary for all to mutually confide in one another and be true to one another in the will of God. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to realize something the Most High told me long ago?
No.
The man's going to be very upset when he finds out the Most High is not going to let him have his way. And that man must learn the way of Yah in order to be pleasing unto him, in order to be found worthy and steadfast. That a people, my brothers and sisters, who he has consecrated after his perfect will, or let's just say allowed to remain in peace, because no discord. Zephaniah 3:13, his people speak no lies, no false doctrine, do no iniquity, no injustice, and no deceitful tongue is found in their mouths, and there's no one to persecute them for seeking all that is justice. How many of my brothers and sisters discern the need to perceive that wisdom? Well, say again, my brothers and sisters, a blessed Rosh Chodesh to you all. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies, the Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Discern the truth, the scripture said in advance, the leaders wouldn't tell you. Check out that website, my brothers and sisters, and learn how you can truly support and help others understand the truths, the secrets that are being revealed. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah!